This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Francis Valla, a physician, public speaker, social entrepreneur, and a clinical assistant professor at the University of British Columbia. Dr. Valla, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're more than welcome, Dr. Valla. So first of all, tell us who you are and what is it that you do?
Well, Eric, I'm a family physician and a medical bariatrician. That's a specialist in medical weight loss and the prevention of chronic disease. Now, I've been in practice for the last 18 years, and currently I'm practicing in Vancouver, Canada.
Tell us about your book, The Third Vision. What is that about?
Well, Eric, The Third Vision is basically about the science of empowerment and personal transformation. It introduces a new vision, a new way of thinking from a higher perspective, trying to understand the different aspects of humanity and a different way to observe our inner world and the external world around us in order to better understand who we really are and what we are dealing with in the world today. As you can imagine, Eric, for thousands of years, humanity has been suffering from illnesses at different levels. Just to give you some examples, at individual levels, we have been suffering from illnesses such as depression, anxiety, at social levels, prostitution, crime, at global levels, think about the wars, human trafficking, and so many other sufferings that we have had. Despite the significant advancement in science and technology, despite so many leaders in the past and present, and the big question is, why? What are we human beings collectively missing? And in my view, what we are really missing is the lack of understanding of the multiple dimensions of humanity and the connections of different aspects and the four foundations, which I've alluded to in the third vision, which are your body, your mind, your soul, and your social aspects, and how all of these bits and pieces of human beings are all connected to each other. So this book is really intended to help the general population understand some of the most complex mysteries of our world and reasons for seemingly unsolvable problems created by mankind, but in a more simplistic and yet profound approach based on science and evidence.
And I'm sure always the listener and myself always likes to know the inspiration or what provoked you to write this book.
Yes. So basically, I just wanted to share my personal story with you and the listeners. Unfortunately, I lost my best friend at the age of 18, which was very tragic. In fact, he was trying to clear a minefield in the war voluntarily in an attempt to open up the path for his fellow comrades when he exploded. This was back in the 1980s, and as you can imagine, I was devastated by that. And I started asking myself, why are we fighting in the first place? Why do we even have wars? And what are we doing to each other as human beings? The second shock in my life was in 2002 when I lost my dad unexpectedly due to a massive heart attack. And again, without any previous medical signs. So that was a big shock to me as well. And I really was devastated to find out how we can prevent illnesses, whether it's physical illnesses or global illnesses or social illnesses. So these haunting questions led to my journey to try to find answers, to some of the most profound questions any person could have. And I wanted to understand those for myself and then share it for other people who may be interested. So these questions led to my journey of an intense 10-year research trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. which led to the book, The Third Vision. Basically, once I had a fairly good understanding, I just wanted to share that with the rest of the world.
Most definitely. Today we are with Dr. Francis Valla, a physician, public speaker, social entrepreneur, and a clinical assistant professor at the University of British Columbia here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Valla, in the book, you identify issues with the current medical system. What issue needs to be addressed most urgently?
In my view, Eric, the problem with our healthcare system, which I really think is more of a sick care system than a healthcare system, is that it's treated in a fragmented style. Let me give you an example. The analogy I usually use in my public talks is these illnesses are really like rotten fruits on the same tree, on different branches, but from the same tree. But the source of these rotting are not in the fruits, they're in the root of the tree. In other words, there are some, if we look deep enough, there are some common denominators that lead to many of these illnesses, whether it's physical illnesses such as chronic disease, such as diabetes, cancer, heart attack, strokes, or other illnesses. There's common denominators that we need to pay attention. And we fail to see these common denominators. That's why we are so focused on the outcome of these processes, of these illnesses, that we cannot even keep up with the rising demand. What we fail to see is the connection between these different chronic diseases. And what we need to do, in my view, is to shift our focus and approach from cure to prevention and education. There's no way, in my opinion, that we can keep up with the rising demand of the aging population. There's a reason that obesity is on the rise. Chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, several types of cancers are all on the rise. And what I'm doing in my public talks is educating the public to understand where the root cause is coming from and to help them self-manage some of these problems in earlier stage before they develop the full-blown disease and to be able to do something about it much earlier.
Lastly, Dr. Valla, what can we do to prevent mental illnesses?
So similarly, Eric, there is a similar tree and analogy for mental illnesses as well. Again, we're dealing with many different mental disorders. There's not a single day that I'm not seeing someone who's depressed or anxious in my clinic or other mental disorders. Similarly, we fail to see the common denominator. We fail to understand how many of these disorders are related at a much deeper root level. And what I pointed out in my book is where the common denominator, what this common denominator is and where it's coming from. So if we focus from just cure to prevention and education again and help people understand and detect some of these red flags early before it turns into a full-blown mental disorder, they are able to do something about it and prevent it. So many of these disorders are really like the tip of the iceberg. And yet that's probably about less than 10% of the real mass and burden of mental disease or physical disease that's out there in the world. So there's a tsunami that is to be expected. We don't even see that in our clinics. So if we shift our focus from cure, which is much more difficult and much more expensive to do, to prevention and education, we will not only improve people's lives, but also it's actually much more cost-effective and easier to do than to treat schizophrenia and to treat severe depression, back and forth in the hospital and out. It's much more difficult to do that.
Well, Dr. Vala, certainly good to have had you today to speak with us. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information or to be in contact with you online?
Yes. So I do have a website. It's francisvala.com or thirdvisionglobal.ca. You can check out my blog, and I do have email there. If there's any questions, I would be happy to answer them. So check out my website. I do have a series of other work in progress. And it's great, again, to be on your show, Eric, and thanks for having me here today.
And you are more than welcome. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts on today's topic?
Basically, I would like to just urge the listeners to really start thinking about why. Why do we have so many problems today? The big word, why, my favorite word. To think outside of the box, to look forward to some big change that is needed. And in my view, it's time for a new way of thinking, a new vision, a new civilization in the world for future generations and future decades and centuries to come.
Dr. Vala, thanks so much once again for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks again for having me, Eric.
We've been speaking with Dr. Francis Vala, a physician, public speaker, social entrepreneur, and a clinical assistant professor at the University of British Columbia. And once again, the website of reference is francisvala.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.